time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over Cleveland on Sunday afternoon.
Lamar, how big do you think this game was in after how last game ended and how you guys responded, especially in the fourth quarter today?
I feel like every game is huge, you know. Trying to win a divisional opponent. I don't know how they, you know, how it goes when they ranking it and stuff like that. But, you know, a divisional opponent, rival at that. And 30th anniversary, first home game in front of the flock. You know, we had to bring it home.
Come on, three catches in Tez Walker's career, three touchdowns after two today. I mean, what do you make of just him being able to be reliable for you despite maybe not playing a lot?
Yeah, Tez is a very hard worker, man. We've seen it in camp, you know, since his rookie season last year. He's been grinding, and all he needed is an opportunity, and he showed it each and every time.
Lamar, D-Hop has had maybe three of the highest difficulty catches in his first two games that we've seen in a while. What has gotten the trust there, and what do you make of the plays he's made for you guys so far?
Man, I've seen it, you know, his whole career. Even when I wasn't in the league, I've been watching D-Hop make spectacular catches, and when he was on other teams as well. But just seeing him in camp, you know, just building chemistry there. And I feel like everyone called him, I believe people be calling him Wash, stuff like that. But he's showing otherwise.
How big a deal is it for you to have a receiver like D-Hop who doesn't need to be open to make a big play necessarily?
A guy who can, you know, be covered and still make plays. I feel like we have that, but he's different. You know, he's a vet, and he's done seen it all, you know, at the cornerback position. The guy has huge hands to catch the ball one hand, two fingers. It don't really matter, man. He made things happen. So, shout out to D-Hop, man.
Lamar, what's your thoughts on the defensive performance? They bounced back from last week in a big way.
Yeah, I've seen that throughout camp. Like I said, I feel like we go against the best defense each and every day, and I feel like they showed it tonight. Well, earlier today.
Marlon last week said that he thought the defense struggled from a lack of maturity or whatever the word would be. This week, how different did they seem, you know, day to day as you play against them on the field?
They looked extremely mature today. Like, you know, got turnovers, kept points off the board, except that wild touchdown. But those guys just did their 9/11. You know, they did it. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. Cause, you know, they might turn this into a meme or something, but they just did the whole thing. But they did what they supposed to do today.
Mark, we see a little bandage in your elbow here. Is that from an IV, and is that related to some of the cramps you had last week?
I get an IV every game, but yeah.
Okay.
From IV.
You came out in the second half and, you know, moved the ball down the field pretty easily, and then the later touchdown in the fourth with like 5 minutes to go. How important was it that you felt like you guys had to kind of keep your foot on the gas offensively to put these games away?
I feel like it's extremely important. It's an NFL game, you know, and wild things happen throughout Sundays, man, Mondays, whatever it is, people playing. But we just try to, like I said last week, we should have kept it going, you know, but this week, that's what we did. We got the job done, and shout out to all phases because everyone played their part.
Two more for Lamar.
Lamar, what was it like with Joe Flacco, the two of you embracing after the game? Can you share anything that you two said with each other?
Oh, great seeing him, you know, even though it was on the opposing team, the rivalry team, but it was great seeing him, man. It's fun watching him.
Yeah. You know, what was the key towards moving on during the weekend and sort of putting the way that game ended last week behind you and just sort of, you know, not having that linger in any way?
Not dwelling on the past, you know, started season 0-1. We can't take back what happened last week. You know, we got to move forward. And like I said, it's in a division opponent, and we're trying to be in the plus, not the minus.
All right, thanks a lot.